It's your daily voice note talking about those uncomfortable conversations in your relationship, in your friendships, in your environment, in your family, in your mind. Listen to this podcast with an open mind. Treasure this podcast because nobody is ever going to tell you this. Hello, everyone. It is Friday and welcome to another podcast. I am excited to share this topic with you. But before that, I just want to say something. Thank you so much, guys, because last year we had 41% with this podcast. This year the aim is to get to 60%. So anyone who has not yet subscribed, anyone who hasn't followed, if you haven't yet left a review as you listen to this podcast, please, please, please just go ahead and do that. It helps to push out the podcast. The more you guys interact, the more the podcast becomes bigger and the more things will happen to this podcast. So I just thought I would say to you, and thank you so much to everyone, because 41% is absolutely amazing for a little podcast like this one. You guys are doing well. You ladies are literally pushing this podcast. Anyway, let's jump right into the podcast. Today's topic, I'm going to be talking about female friendships. Now, if you are a guy who is listening to this podcast, maybe you can listen to it and just learn something, but this podcast is mainly directed to the women out there, and it's all about female friendships. Because if you are a female like me, if you are a woman, you know, like me, you know how female friendships are difficult. Male friendships are much more easier, but female friendships are always dramatic. I've not had any sort of female friendships that don't have any kind of sort of drama. I haven't had that. I did years ago, but I haven't had that in like 8 years now, which is brilliant and which is beautiful. And I'm going to share some things about that. And today is talking about female friendships. Are they a myth or are they a need? So I'm going to say this at the beginning of the podcast, and I'm going to say this to you, and hear me well. Friendships are like relationships. Female friendships are another kind of relationship that you sort of found yourself in and you can't get out of. But you have to remember that the way you treat a man entering your life is the way you should treat another woman coming into your life. We have this standard of treating boyfriends and husbands and, you know, people that we have emotional connection to and intimacy on a different higher standard compared to the friendships that we get. But I want to say this, that your friendships do determine how you are as a person. You know, you can choose the right boyfriend, but if you choose the wrong type of friends, I'm telling you, it's going to affect your relationship. You know, female friendships are so, so important. The thing with women is that we enter into friendships based on emotions. Now, let me tell you about this. And I was having a discussion with my friend and we were talking about this. And I remember she said to me as well that men and women are different. When women enter into friendships or find people or create connections, we create connections based on emotions and feelings and looks and appearance and all those kind of things. Men create friendships in terms of contributions, in terms of network, you know, in terms of all the connections they can have. That is why you find a lot of men have so many friends, but they don't keep up. They don't have to call them every day, be there with them, you know, do all those things with them. But when you ask them that, oh, my car is broken down, you hear them say something like, oh, I've got a friend who is a mechanic, or I've got a friend who is this and that, or I've got someone that I know. But when it comes to us women, we are based on like, how does she look? How is her figure? How much money has she got? What family is she from? Is she pretty? What foundation does she use? You know, what kind of friends has she got? We look at things in a very emotional way rather than look at things in a very beneficial way. I think women will be so much better if we start building more connections and less emotional you know, beings. We're emotional beings, but emotional connections. So with me saying that, I know the podcast is all over the place and you're like, Lucy, what are you talking about? What I'm trying to say to you is that every person that comes in your life, treat them with something like, what benefits are you going to add into my life? Let me tell you something. All the friends that I have, I can tell you one by one their names. I can tell you what each friend of mine does in my life, what value they add in my life, what friends I can contact in terms of this, in terms of that. There are friends that I know that I can speak to emotionally. There are friends that I know that I can't speak to them emotionally that way because they are not emotionally equipped to handle my issues and my problems. There are friends that I know that I'm going to just work with. Like, I work with them. We have a good working environment. We chill together. We vibe together. We do all those things together. Like, every single type of friend of mine is different. Best friends are a lie. Having a best friend is literally a lie. And let me tell you why. I don't have best friends. And I always make it clear, I do not have a best friend. Apart from my partner or someone that I'll be with or my husband, that person needs to be a best friend. You need to be a best friend. That is a requirement. I'm joking. But what I'm trying to say to you is that me, I don't have best friends. I have close friends. I treat every single friend of mine as equals. When you start having things like best friends, you are trying to create this notion of someone is higher than you and is better than you and knows things more than you know. I have people that I call friends. Then I have people that I call close friends. Now, the ones that I call close friends are the ones that know me in those sort of intimate situations. Not intimate the way you're thinking, but they've seen me cry. They have seen me whinging. They've seen me laughing. They've seen me having struggles. You know, they have been with me in times where I didn't expect them to be with me. You know, so that's my relation to that. So I don't have best friends. I don't say to someone that is my best friend, that is my best friend. Because imagine I have a set of friends, and in those set of friends, I say, oh, this is my best friend. I have already said that the other set of friends are not as close to me as anybody else. They do not know me as anybody else. Therefore, they are not as valid as this person that I call a best friend. Also, you know, sometimes when your friends leave, you don't feel so hurt, like, oh, my best friend has left or my best friend has gone. So you're feeling like, you know, it's hard. Let me tell you something. Breakup from female friendships is like a breakup from a boyfriend. Let me repeat that. A breakup from female friendships is like a breakup from boyfriends. So if you don't treat your female friends like a new relationship in your life, you are going to keep going around in cycles. Now, this is a piece of advice. I can't really speak properly today. This is the piece of advice that I want to say to you is that if your friendship groups do not benefit your life, walk out. The way you walk out of that man that is not treating you well, the way you see the red flags in that relationship that is an emotional relationship, is the same way you should see friendships. If you see red flags in a friendship or someone coming close to you, you need to cut them out. Your friends are an important piece of your life. If you choose them wrongly, they are going to affect your life forever. You know, forever. And I'll say that to you, you know, you need to know who you trust. And remember, it's not about who you trust. It's about who they trust. Remember that. So you have to be careful with how you choose these people that you are allowing to surround you and the people that are engaging in your life wisely. Otherwise, you're going to be in a cycle of emotional abuse. Let me tell you, female friends can emotionally abuse you just like a relationship with a man. You know, people only associate, you know, a relationship with a guy is emotionally abusing me. Your friends, that girl that you call your best friend, or those people that you call your close friends, or that person that you call your friend, sorry, I can't speak today, can emotionally abuse you. Can literally emotionally abuse you. But what I've come to learn is that you have to think about that. I don't need so many friends. I need quality friends. Just quality friends. Let me tell you, when you're choosing a product, you're choosing quality over quantity. In everything you do in your life, choose quality over quantity. When it comes to your friendships, your female friendships, choose quality over quantity. I'm telling you something, female friendships are always a hassle if you don't hassle it out your own self. You don't need so many friends. You just need a few that you can talk. You even just need one that you know you can talk to. You know that has got your back and you have got their back. Regardless of anything, the best friendship is a friendship whereby there is no jealousy, there is no drama, there is no emotional attachment that breaks your heart. That is the most valuable friendship. And I'll tell you something, my friends that I have that I call close friends, they have other friends, they have different friends that they hang around with, that I never feel the need of jealousy. I never feel the need of, why are they hanging out with them, why are they not hanging out with me, why are they telling them this information and not telling me that information? Because even in friendships, there is a level at which you open up and a level at which you don't open up to someone. And I understand that my friends also have other friends, you know, and that is a cycle of life. I am not a standalone person. It's the same with me. I have them as my close friends, but I also have other people on the other side that are my friends, you know, and we have that sort of friendship and relationship. When we are together, we are together. We talk about things together, you know, as friends. And we don't mix up with anything or any jealousy, or you say this or you did that. No, it's always beautiful. It's nourishing. And this is why I love my friendship group, my female friends that I've got, because they are very, very good and they are very nice. And the tip I can say to you is that find friends that nourish you, friends that can check up on you and be like, oh, by the way, you said you were going to start on this project. How far has this project gone? You know, how is this project doing? You know, what are you thinking? Or maybe you can try this. Or a friend who can be like, you know what, girl, I have been a little bit stressed. Let's go and do some self-care and let's go and just chill and relax, or, you know, have a break to ourselves. You know, something like that. You need friends that nourish you. Female friendships are a scam. Female friendships are like a prison that can hold you for forever. This is why men are able to have those kind of associates or acquaintance or whatever they have with no emotional being, because they are just there for, like, you know what, you're there for me, I'm there for you, and I need you. Apart from that, have your life, I've got my life. But I know this podcast hasn't been like advice or this or that. It's just been a podcast whereby I've been generalizing everything and just telling you and talking to you about female friendships. But if you're in a situation whereby you're stuck in a friendship, or you're stuck with someone that you really do care about, that you really, really do love, that, you know, but then you're confused and you're conflicted in what they do for you, remember relationships. The way you treat a man coming in your life, the red flags you see, the way you say, oh, he's not good enough for me, is the same way you should see those female friends. If they're showing you signs of a red flag or signs of, you know, not being the right person for you, you need to try and cut them off. Sometimes you have to have the conversation, but sometimes keep your distance, just keep away. Let me tell you something. If you want to know if that girl or that friend of yours truly cares about you, keep quiet. Keep quiet. Don't message them. Don't text them. Don't do anything, and see how they react. Just see how they react to your silence. Are they going to call you and check up on you? Are they going to do anything? Are they going to do any sort of thing, send you a text message or come to your place and visit you? Do it that way and see what happens. Just stop, keep quiet, and watch them and watch what they're going to do. But anyways, that's all I wanted to say today. I have talked about so many things. I have to re-listen to this podcast very well. And see what I've been talking about. But let me tell you something. Don't be tied into female friends, female groups and all that. I have never been in a sort of female group or anything at all like that. So, and I have survived and I am okay and I am fine. And you could be as well, you know. You could be as well. I see so many girls in groups and people fighting about my style, fighting about, you know, hair. She's copying my hair, she's copying my style, she's copying my makeup, she's copying my beauty. It doesn't have to be a competition. Can we just coexist together as friends that probably have similar interests? And I have a friend of mine, and this friend of mine, we're literally similar people. We have the same shoe size, we sort of have the same testing clothes as well. I can have a dress and then I see her with the dress and I'm like, oh, you know, you've got this dress, but I did not share that dress anywhere. She did not share that dress with me anywhere. We just happened to have similar styles, you know, even when it comes to lip glosses, lip balms, like the tiniest and little things, or styles of hair, or interest in something. We are very similar, but I never look at her as a competition, or she never looks at me as a competition. I never say, oh, you're copying my style. And she never says, oh, you're copying my styles, because we are just friends that have similar interests, you know, and we're just similar people in that way. So if you're having any friend that is making you feel uncomfortable, you need to be uncomfortable in yourself and let them out. It's not an easy thing. It's a difficult thing, but no friendship should treat you like that. Every person that you allow in your life, remember, when it comes to friendships, you are giving someone permission into your life. So choose who you are allowing to enter into your life. Choose who you're allowing the door to be opened for. Not everyone can come in your life and dictate how you should even breathe, eat, smile, talk, or wake up in the morning. You have got this. And I don't want to say that word, you have got this, but let me tell you something, you have the power. It's different when it comes to emotional connections. I know even in friendships there's that emotional bit of it, but let me tell you something, you have got the power, hun. You have to choose this. Don't allow female friendships to hold you down. Okay, you have got this. Anyway, this is the longest podcast for this year because I have felt a certain type of way. But have a lovely Friday. Please leave down what you think. And I love you all. And make sure that you do subscribe and do follow. We're trying to get to 60%. And with your help, we'll get there. Love you all. Bye.